And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break production of Fortis Institute. The latest move from Apple shows just how fragile digital privacy has become. The tech giant has disabled its highest encryption option for British users after demands from the UK government. Apple has long resisted creating security backdoors, but now it seems they've caved to pressure. The company's advanced data protection tool, which ensures only account holders can access their photos and documents, will no longer be available in the UK. And if you're wondering just how long before other governments follow suit, history suggests it will not be long. Speaking of government overreach, Wisconsin's Democratic Governor Tony Evers has decided mother is too controversial a word for his state's budget. His latest proposal replaces it with inseminated person. I really didn't even want to say that, but apparently celebrating motherhood is now offensive in Wisconsin. The document also swaps wife and husband for spouse and father for parent. Sarah Craig of the Republican Governors Association put it perfectly by saying, "Being a mother is the greatest privilege I will have in my lifetime." But it seems like the party that claims to be a champion for women's rights is awfully eager to erase them. Oregon's culture of death continues its march forward. The state senate is now working to expand its already troubling euthanasia program. Not content with doctors prescribing life-ending drugs, they want nurses and physicians' assistants to join the death brigade as well. Last year, the governor eliminated residency requirements, turning Oregon into a suicide tourism destination. And the results? Well, a predictable surge in deaths, with over 2,800 people dying under the program since its inception. Remember way back when healthcare workers took an oath to preserve life, not expedite death? And Florida's new attorney general is taking Target to federal court. The retail giant stock took a nosedive after pushing radical gender ideology on families. Not even going to explain the list of things that they sold. You know the majority of them, but the lawsuit accuses Target of misleading their investors because they concealed the obvious financial risks of alienating half of their customer base. The lawsuit notes that corporations that push radical leftist ideology at the expense of financial returns jeopardize the retirement security of Florida's first responders and teachers. And the latest shakeup at MSNBC proves that they're still not getting the message. You thought they did initially, but it just goes to show you. Not yet. They axed Joy Reid, which, okay, that makes sense, but they replaced her with more of the same. The network is bringing in former Biden staffer Simone Sanders Townsend and the left-drifting Michael Steele, topped off with Jen Psaki expanding her role. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.